1, 2, 3, 4.
Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music comes from the CD Songs That Are Mostly Older Than Us on the Native and Fine Records label by Fletcher Bright and banjoist Bill Evans. They have special guests on the recording, Norman and Nancy Blake, and we heard a tune they learned from Norman, a tune called Snowbird in the Ash Bank. This week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, we conclude our two-part feature focusing on some of the best of 2016. This week, we'll hear old time, bluegrass, and blues. We'll open the program with the Piedmont Melody Makers, a quartet featuring Alice Gerard, Chris Brashear, Cliff Hale, and Jim Watson. Are You Lonesome Tonight is a Carter Family song that bears a striking resemblance to an early Elvis Presley hit. The Piedmont Melody Makers on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me? I say, are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memories cling to that bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Like a rose on the vine, I am clinging to you as I did apart. I'm wishing you back to that little shack where I kissed you and called you sweetheart. Summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart.
lonesome tonight? Do you miss me? I say, are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memories cling to that bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart?
A little while in the wilderness, in the wilderness, in the wilderness. We'll camp a little while in the wilderness, and then we're going home, and then we're going home, and then we're going home. We're all making ready, oh, ready, and then we're going home. Oh, children, are you ready? Ready, oh, ready. Children, are you ready? And then we're going home. And then we're going home. And then we're going home. We're all making ready, oh, ready. And then we're going home. We'll camp a little while in the wilderness, in the wilderness, in the wilderness. We'll camp a little while in the wilderness, and then we're going home. And then we're going home, and then we're going home. We'll camp a little while while in the wilderness, and then we're going home. Oh, mothers, are you ready? Ready, oh, ready. Mothers, are you ready? And then we'll journey home. And then we'll journey home. And then we'll journey home. We'll camp a little while in the wilderness. And then we'll journey home. We'll camp a little while in the wilderness. In the wilderness, in the wilderness. We'll camp a little while in the wilderness, and then we're going home. And then we're going home, and then we're going home. We're all making ready, oh, ready. And then we're going home.
We're listening to part two of our Best of 2016 this week on the Sing Out Radio magazine. In the first two sets, we're going to focus on old-time music. And there was some old-time music that actually came out of southwestern Pennsylvania. And Mark Tamsula and Richard Withers have been playing that stuff for a bunch of years now. And we just heard two tunes strung together that have quite a title. The Frost's on the Punkin' and The Fodder's in the Shock. And up jumped Ginny with her shirt tail torn. from Behind the Door, Old Time Music of Southwestern Pennsylvania, from the Bayard Collection at Penn State. That's on Snap and Bug Records. And before that, we heard from Deborah Robbins from her wonderful recording Lone Journey, and an old camp meeting song that has some Sacred Harp references. We'll camp a little while in the wilderness. Deborah often sings with Larry Hanks, and she records on Zippity Whippet Records. And before that, Bruce Molsky has a new band called Molsky's Mountain Drifters. And that's the title of the album. And we heard a rendition of The Flowers of Edinburgh that they learned from the playing of Mike Bryant. That's on Tree Frog Records. And we let off that set with the Piedmont Melody Makers from their recording Wonderful World Outside. They're made up of Alice Gerard, Chris Prashear, Cliff Hale, and Jim Watson. And we heard Are You Lonesome Tonight?, a Carter Family tune that was appropriated a bit by Elvis Presley. That's on Vigortone Records from the Piedmont Melody Makers. We're going to lead off this next set with Arnie Naiman, a wonderful banjo player from Canada, and his new recording, My Lucky Stars. This is the title track. Here's Arnie Naiman on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Thank you. can, I can't go. Go tell my true love, sick and I can't go.
In a box of gold and fastened it up. wish I were a little sparrow and I had wings that I could fly. I'd fly away to my own false lover, and when he's talking, I'd draw nigh.
This is The Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1649. And remember, we're also available on iTunes. This is The Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme comes from the CD Songs That Are Mostly Older Than Us from Fletcher Bright and Bill Evans, with special guests Norman and Nancy Blake. And we just heard the classic Cluck Old Hen. That's on Native and Fine Records from Fletcher and Bill. We are listening to more of the best of 2016 this week. We're listening to some old-time music, and soon we'll listen to some blues and then some bluegrass. Before Fletcher and Bill, we heard from Red Tail Ring, made up of Laurel Primo and Michael Beauchamp. They're from up in Kalamazoo, Michigan. From their recording Fall Away Blues, we heard Come All Ye Fair and Tender Ladies. That's on their own record label. And before that, from my friend Don Petty, from down in North Carolina, the Dulcimer Master. From his recording from this past year, Little Songs from the Southern Mountains, we heard Walkin' in the Parlor. That's on Walnut Mountain Music. And before that, we heard from Hannah Shearer Naaman from her recording Know the Mountain and the classic tune Train on the Island. She was accompanied there by her father, Arnie Naaman, on the banjo, and she was playing the fiddle. She learned that from a jam in Whitehall, Virginia. That's on Merriweather Records from Hannah Shearer Naiman. And we let off that set with her father from his new recording from this past year called My Lucky Stars. And we heard the title track. That's also on Merriweather Records. One of my very favorite recordings this year is Down on Penny's Farm from Jeff Muldaur and Jim Queskin. Here's the title track on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Gentlemen, and listen to my song. Sing it to you right, but you might think it's wrong. May make you mad, but I mean no harm. It's just about the renters on Penny's farm, and it's a hard time in the country down on Penny's farm. Hasn't George Penny got a flattering mouth? Move you to the country in a little log house. Got no windows but the cracks in the walls. He'll rob you in the summer and he'll starve you in the fall, and it's a hard times in the country down on Penny's farm. Crop of back and a little crop of corn. Come around to see you gonna flit in flat till you get yourself a mortgage on everything you got, and it's a hard times in the country down on Penny's farm. You go in the fields and you work all day, way after night, but you get no pay. Promise to me a little bucket of lard. It's a hard to be a renter on Penny's farm, and it's a hard times in the country down on Penny's farm. George Penny renters that come into town with their hands in their pockets and their heads hanging down. Go in the store and the merchant will say, your mortgage is due and I'm looking for my pay, and it's a hard time in the country down on Penny's farm. Down in the pocket with a trembling hand, can't pay you all but I'll pay you what I can. Then to the telephone the merchant make a call, put you on the chain gang, you don't pay at all, and it's a hard times in the country down on Penny's farm. With a wagon load of peaches, not a one of them sound. Got to have his money or somebody's check. You're paying for a bushel, but you don't get a peck. And it's a hard times in the country down on Penny's farm. Come, you ladies and you gentlemen, and listen to my song. Sing it to you right, but you might think it's wrong. May make you mad, but I mean no harm. It's just about the renters on Penny's farm. And it's a hard time in the country down on Penny's farm.
Don't you hear it ring?
Mm-hmm. Hear it ring. the Mississippi train. Oh, that's a new Frisco train. Oh, come on down. I thought I heard it now. Great God Almighty. Mm-hmm. Oh, let's go. Gonna ride that line. Well, well, well. Don't you be late now. Even though I know if I can catch it now. All right, I'll see that train go off in the distance. Well, thought I heard that it 8:30 train. Thought I heard that a whistle blow. Oh yeah.
See you, King. Got to stand a test.
After death, got to stand a test.
After death, you got to stand a test. Well, I wouldn't mind dying.
That was just a small sample of some of the great blues recordings that came out in 2016. That was God Don't Never Change, the songs of Blind Willie Johnson. And we heard Luther Dickinson featuring the Rising Star Fife and Drum Band with By and By, I'm Going to See the King. That's on Alligator Records. And before that, a recording which literally landed in my lap the afternoon before I recorded this show. And it's the brand new one from Rory Block called Keeping Out of Trouble, a tribute to Booker White. And we heard New Frisco Train. That's on Stony Plain Records. And we let off that set with Jeff Moldauer and Jim Queskin from their recording Down on Penny's Farm. And we heard the title track. That's on Kingswood Records from Jeff Moldauer and Jim Queskin. We're going to play one last set of the best of 2016, and that's going to be some bluegrass tunes. We're going to lead off with Laurie Lewis and the Right Hands, and they're recording the Hazel and Alice sessions. And here's a classic, Walking in My Sleep, from Laurie Lewis and the Right Hands on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Walking in my sleep, babe, walking in my sleep. Up and down that Dixie line, walking in my sleep. Pain in my fingers, pain in my toes. Pain in my ankle bone, ain't gonna work no more. Walking in my sleep, babe, walking in my sleep. Up and down that Dixie line, walking in my sleep. Bake those biscuits, baby, bake them good and brown. When I eat my breakfast, I'm Alabama bound. Walking in my sleep, babe, walking in my sleep. Up and down that Dixie line, walking in my sleep.
Excitable boy, they all say. excitable boy, they all said. Oh, he's just an excitable boy. He took in the 4 a.m. show at the Clark. Excitable boy, they all said. And he bit the usher, last leg in the dark. Excitable boy, they all said. Oh, he's just an excitable boy.
A towboatin' man, but I never got the hang of a ratchet bar. I was growing up a deckin' in the Illinois trade with coal dust in my ear. I got stuck in the ice on Christmas Eve and I froze my ass, it's true. Just a shiverin' and a shakin' with the down south case of them steamboat whistle blues. Oh, Captain Way, I'm sorry, my hat is off to you. You've been hangin' out by the old cook stove with the steamboat whistle blues. The wind and I smoke a little bit and I watch the cars go by. Gonna hunt you up and ask you if you found out anything new. Are you a hanging to the best you had with the steamboat whistle blues? I've been right here since 9 o'clock and believe you me, that's true. Just looking at the waterways churning with the steamboat whistle blues. All square like a crossword puzzle on a landscape. Looks like electric shaver now where the courthouse used to be. The grass is all synthetic and we don't know for sure about the food. The only thing we know for sure is them steamboat whistle blues. I'd sit and watch my TV if I thought I could trust the news. About the only thing I trust these days are them steamboat whistle blues. Thank you. Out far out, Johnny Weller heard him say, stretched out back on the waterbed, bluegrass music is a thing of the past, and the same for rock and roll. So I loaned him $2-3, and he gave me the latest news. Left me here with a rolling stone and a steamboat whistle blues. I'll tear off down the river someday before I'm through. Then I'll come back here and I'll see it out with the steamboat whistle blues.
It's a wonderful recording from Kristen Scott Benson. She's a master banjo player. The recording is called Stringworks. The beginning of that tune and the end of that tune was from an air check from the 1940s from the Grand Ole Opry of Whitey and Hogan. And one of those fellas was the uncle of Kristen Scott Benson. So she's all excited that she could play along with her sibling. Terry Eldridge and John Bryan took the lead vocals on Foggy Mountaintop, from Kristen Scott Benson, and that's on Mountain Home Records. And before that, we heard the master fiddler, Michael Cleveland, from his recording Fiddler's Dream, and we heard John Hartford's classic tune, Steamboat Whistle Blues, featuring Sam Bush and Jeff White on the vocals. That's on Compass Records from Michael Cleveland. And before that, a very interesting recording from John McEwen called Made in Brooklyn. It was made for the Chesky Record Company that does binaural records. A very interesting sound. And we heard their take on Warren Zevon's classic Excitable Boy. There's lots of famous folks on this record, including David Bromberg, who sang part of that tune. Made in Brooklyn on Chesky Records. And we let off that set with Laurie Lewis and the Right Hands from the recording The Hazel and Alice Sessions. It's a collection of songs recorded by Hazel Dickens and Alice Gerard. And we heard Walking in My Sleep. That's on Spruce and Maple Music. Hope you've enjoyed these 2 weeks of the best of 2016. Next week, we're going to welcome winter on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio magazine. This is episode 1649.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land, I'd hammer out there.